Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Bob Dernier. Batting second. The second baseman, Ryan Sandberg. Batting third. The left fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Keith Moreland. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Say. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Henry Cotto. Batting seventh. The catcher, Steve Lake. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Bowa. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Rochelle. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Rick Rochelle. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The left fielder, Mike Stenhouse. Batting third. The right fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dan Dreesen. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tim Wallach. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mike Ramsey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Hesketh. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Joe Hesketh. And now, play ball. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier hits a fly ball into center field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Flynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach juggles the ball. That's an error on Wallach. Matthews moves to second. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland hits a fly ball into right field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowa fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Dawson moves to second. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter takes first base on ball four. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen takes first base on ball four. Dawson moves to third. Carter moves to second. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowa fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramsey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Henry Cotto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotto hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramsey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a pop-up towards first. Dreesen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Ramsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramsey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Flynn moves to second. Joe Hesketh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hesketh strikes out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 1 in the game. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Flynn moves to third. Ramsey moves to second. Mike Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse is 0 for 1 in the game. Stenhouse hits a fly ball into center field. Dernier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Flynn tags and scores. Ramsey tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Expos. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Raines. The throw from Lake and he is out, Sandberg applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 0 for 1 in the game. Dernier is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Sandberg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dawson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Matthews. Dawson reaches second base with a double. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Carter hits a line drive towards short. Bauer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Dreesen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dawson scores. It's 2-0, Expos. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0 for 1 in the game. Wallach hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dreesen moves to second. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthews hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Expos. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0 for 1 in the game. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0 for 1 in the game. Say hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Henry Cotto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotto is 0 for 1 in the game. Cotto hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stenhouse. Cotto reaches second base with a double. Say moves to third. Steve Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramsey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Say scores. Cotto moves to third. Two outs. It's Cubs, 2, Expos, 2. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramsey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Ramsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramsey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ramsey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Hesketh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hesketh is 0-for-1 in the game. Hesketh bunts in front of the plate. Lake fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hesketh moves to second. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Raines hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Stenhouse hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle is 0-for-1 in the game. Rochelle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramsey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 0-for-2 in the game. Dernier hits a pop-up towards first. Dreesen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it, tags Rochelle and throws to first to double up Sandberg. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Tony Scott pinch hits for Andre Dawson. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Dreesen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Stenhouse now playing right field. Tony Scott now playing left field. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Matthews hits a fly ball into center field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-for-2 in the game. Moreland hits a pop-up towards first. Dreesen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Say takes first base on ball 4. Henry Cotto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotto is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cotto hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Flynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wallach strikes out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Ramsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramsey is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Ramsey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Bauer hits a pop-up towards short. Ramsey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rochelle takes first base on ball 4. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 0-for-3 in the game. Dernier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hesketh fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rochelle moves to second. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-3 in the game. Sandberg hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Flynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Miguel Delone pinch hits for Joe Hesketh. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone takes first base on ball 4. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mike Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Stenhouse hits a fly ball into center field. Dernier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob James now pitching. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Matthews hits a fly ball into right field. Stenhouse settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-for-3 in the game. Moreland strikes out. Two outs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Say hits a pop-up towards third. Wallach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos too. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Stoddard now pitching. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Cotto settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Carter hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Expos. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Dreesen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wallach is hit by the pitch. Dreesen moves to second. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg fields it and throws to second for the out. Dreesen moves to third. Two outs. Mike Ramsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramsey is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Ramsey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Matthews. Ramsey reaches second base with a double. Dreesen scores. Flynn moves to third. It's 4-2, Expos. Bob James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Thad Bosley pinch hits for Henry Cotto. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramsey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Leon Durham pinch hits for Steve Lake. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is called out on strikes. One out. Jay Johnstone pinch hits for Larry Bowa. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jody Davis pinch hits for Tim Stoddard. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Bosley moves to second. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Dernier hits a fly ball into left field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Stade Olympique in Montreal.